Fine. The Gemara of Zayin says, so the Suda person has to eat 14. Sudas, Achas B'yom, Achas B'alayim. Person has to eat 14 Sudas on Yontiv, Achas B'yom, Achas B'alayim. Chomsa Elim Dav Kitzva, only the first night you're going to be Chayiv. What's the time in Rabbi Lezer? The Gemara says, Tisha, to do remind you, Achas B'yom, Achas B'alayim. Avsuka, Achas B'yom, Achas B'alayim. Now, this is a very fascinating Chiddush that's coming on together of Tisha, King Tadiru. The dark cloud Tisha King Duro we had so far till now is more a surah be mechayev you in terms of how you do a ma'aseh yeshiva. And the Tisha King Duro tells you that you have to live the way you have to sit in sukkah when you live in the house. Just like, for example, in your house, you don't sit in your house when you're mitzvah. So to bond sukkahs, there's going to be a patur mitzvah. Over here in the lezer, we see a. Mechadash, another slav, really, that's what the get of Tisha Kedura is. According to Velez, the Tisha Kedura is the mechayev you to go ahead and eat a chiyav suda in the sukkah. He's saying, just like Kain Tadiru, there's a chiyav achatz b'yom achatz b'layla, normal way you live in your house, you have to go ahead and eat in the house in the morning and night. So on sukkah, it's going to be a chiyav to go ahead and eat in the sukkah in the morning and the night. And as the Tisha Kedura here is the mechayev you to do a mighty of have a chiv suda on sukkah because of teisha king tedurah. It's a little bit different than the type of teisha king tedurah is which the other chalakim with the sugya. Another chalakim with sugya we had teisha king tedurah was that there's a permit start. Get out of that. You have to eat with sukkah. It's being mukbal the way you live. It's making like a kula. The way it's a magbal that the chiv sukkah is only as a vike, eat tedurah, and therefore. If I'm at star, I'm with potter, it's not a normal way of doing it. When it's raining on potter, it's not a normal way of doing it. Rav Lezer is a whole different, like, slav. Come the other way, the Teshin Kuduru is telling me I have a chiv to go ahead and do what I do, and therefore, being that on, normally I eat two sudas a day, so therefore that's mechayiv me to go ahead and eat in sukkah two sudas a day, just like the oif and how a person would live. Fine. So Rav Lezer says the person has a chiv to eat 14 sudas. Teisha Kedura is a chayav person going in the sukkah, and the Chum say kedira madi by achal by layachal. So to over here you don't have to eat. Now the Mefarshim start that 14 sudas you have to eat. So the Magen Avraham Tavkuf Chav Tesav Katanei is there's a shaila whether there's a din of shal shudas on yontif. So the Mechab over there says we're not knowing going to make shal shudas on yontif. So the Magen Avraham says what's the makar is no shal shudas on yontif? Shal suar sugya. Because Rav Lezer says the person has to eat 14 sudas on Yontiv. What's the Shabbos? The Chodesh 15. No, he's starting off Yontiv. We'll get Shabbos in a second. He comes from Yontiv. It says the person has to eat 14 sudas. What's the Shabbos on Yontiv? It's like the Magen Avraham. Vayis Dechois is no Chiyav Shabbos on Yontiv, and therefore that's why it's only going
totally
only to be 14. Oh, it's like only 14 sudas. So Machas Shekel over there is Moira and the Meiri and others yes. Okay, so very nice. He wrote right no such as Yontev, but either way you have a cash on Shabbos. Shabbos definitely is a Chiyav Shal Shadis. So then on Shabbos is a Chiyav Shal Shadis, so why doesn't it say 15 Midin Shal Shadis?
Al Shabbat is a 14.
What do you say?
Al Shabbat is a 14. Technically you're in the bed.
What do you mean technically?
That
what?
It just means
that in Yontev you have a 14.
That way, what do you mean?
You have to get the 14 you're going to have 15 clearance also without Shabbos. So every week I have Shabbos.
Right.
So not getting the Yom-tid.
Right, so the Meiri says two Terutzim. One Terutzim says, like you're saying, the Ravine saying the Pshat is, that Midin Sukkis is not Midin Sukkah. And as Rav is saying, there's a Din Teshu you're going to do, that what a person's Mechayiv to go ahead is Mechayiv the way you live, that's Mechayiv to go ahead. A person eats in the morning and night, if it's a positively going to be Mechayiv to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. He said that's on Mitzad Yontav. He said the fact that there's a Chiyiv Shal Shudas on Shabbos, that's not going to be Mechayiv, that's not Midin Yontav, that's Midin Shabbos. And being that it's Midin Yontav, not Midin Shabbos, therefore you're not going to Mechayiv. That's one Tarot. So the second Tarot is, but it's not really the way you live. It's a Zayit Echiv that have to go ahead and eat. You know, let's say there's a mitzvah to eat on this is Zayit Echiv reason why you have to eat. So it's not really the normal Tzura. It's a Zayit Echiv mitzvah, which Mechayiv to eat.
That's what you do every single week.
What do you say?
Every week. You have three
Tzuras. Why?
because then all
time jump to listen. Yeah, answer the Magen Avraham. Now, we don't have an Erie here. We don't have an Erie, do we? 1 second. That at Shabbos you're not going to be eating more. Why are you not going to eat anymore on Shabbos? Because he says that you have to do Achas B'Yoyim, Achas B'Layla. So he says that on Shabbos you're not going to be anymore because you're not going to eat too much Shabbos food. Whereas the Relez is Achas B'Yoyim, Achas B'Layla doesn't mean like he'll have to go eat Achas B'Yoyim, Achas B'Layla to keep me track. He says, as much as Shabbos, the person's not going to eat because being that you ate Shalosh Shittos, so you're not really so hungry. Right, my mock is always a krich, right? You do it because that's so halasgus. But that's, I'll say, boy, achel, boy, leachel. Therefore, he says that the suda, which a person is getting much of Shabbos, the person is not going to eat. You're not going to do the suda much of Shabbos. Till the night. Let's say a person, it's a long, sukkah, to say, shkia is 8 o'clock. I eat at 6:30. So now I'm a chuyev to go ahead and make cheshbon every night. Oh, when I eat, did I eat here after shkia or after shkia? Because achzei mechalach is a normal, regular way a person eats. So you eat breakfast and supper. That's a normal thing. Two sudas is a normal thing. So you eat in the morning and eat 6:30 in the afternoon. So you don't have to chesed. Oh, is he have to say sacham and I have to say sacham? Therefore, he's saying the third. Therefore, he's saying that you're not going to end up eating the sudas laila, and therefore it's going to end up being the same amount. The Miri says over here. Miri says both truths. Fine. So the Gemara is Mamshech. The Gemara says that Chacham say Boy Lachol Boy Lachol. It's going to be optional. You don't have to eat. What does it mean Boy Lachol Boy Lachol? Like the Rashi. What's the Lasanis in a Zaken Lay Elam Yoichem Layachol Chutz Sukkah? Rashi says a person wants to fast. You can fast. We're not going to get involved. And if you want. Person does not eat on yontiv, and if you eat, don't eat chutz l'sukkah. That's what Chacham say. So, mafreshim ma'ir. It sounds like Rashi that in rutz l'sanis, you're allowed to go ahead and fast. It's optional. Person b'chalal doesn't have to eat. If he wants to fast on yontiv, he'd be able to go ahead and fast on yontiv. Which mafreshim shtel l'chayra. The person is not supposed to be fasting on yontiv. And what does Rashi mean? In Rotzal Asanas, in a Zakukun Lay, a person wants to fast, the person would not be Mechuyev. You know, what does he mean by that? Yeah, so one plan is Be'alach says Be'inza, but the Archoner says it. Mamash on this, that the lach is on Shabbos and Yontiv, that person Be'etzem, he's supposed to eat on Shabbos, we have to eat on Shabbos, Midin, Oynik Shabbos. Let's say a person would enjoy more not eating. It's a tzar for the person to eat. Or another case could be maybe in a situation where a person is passing a Tanis Chaloyim, where it says that a person has a Tanis Chaloyim on Shabbos, the person is allowed to go ahead and fast. So, Bechei Gavna, the Lashon Berelach is that Agam Rasanis B'Choyim, a person fasts every day. Chil Shabbos Utsarloi. It's a tzar for him, right? He's on a big diet and he eats on Shabbos Utsarloi. His potter Milachol Oynig Nita on Shabbos Olei Tzar. Shabbos given to Oynig on a tzar, not to force yourself. Hashem Kain, the first night it's Mitzvah Shabbos Tzayin. I'm not saying there's the reason why a person has to eat on Shabbos Yontiv. That's within Oynig. B'chei Gav, it's not going to be oynig. For example, a person who fasts all the time, or tanis chaloyim, or different situations, there wouldn't be a chiv to go out and fast. And if everything we're saying, that there's not mamash a chiv to eat, maybe it's an oynig yontiv. But there could be situations where you're not going to be mechuyev. For example, it's more of a, you enjoy more not eating, and if that's what it means, then a person is not mechuyev to go ahead and, fast. Pnei Yeshua says a different teretz. He says that when it says, in Ratzon L'Sanis, in a Zakukule, he just means that midin sukkah, you're not mechuyev. What does Chama? Let's say the person mechuyev the sukkah. Tisha can do it. You have a chiyev, passively to go ahead, and mechuyev to go ahead in the sukkah. Zak the Chama, no, midin sukkah, there's no chiyev. There's no chiyev. Tisha can do it. It's not positively going mechuyev to the sukkah. Tisha can do it. It's like it. Iboy achel, iboy leicha. Not mechuyev to go in the sukkah, and it's totally optional. I mean, decide hechas sukkah to eat in the sukkah. You want to know. Are there separate halachas when you get a maybe a person has to go ahead and eat in the sukkah? Sorry, a person has to maybe eat. Yes, there could be separate halachas, but that's not the discussion over here. The discussion over here is the name of the sukkah is, well, let's get mechashav, there's no chivdi in the sukkah. I'm saying, no, ain't a double kitzvah. Why ain't a double kitzvah? just like a person nibayachav alachol. So tovia, a person is not mechuyev mitzad the sukkah, so by a person is not mechuyev to eat. Or no, can there be a zaydik, a reason why I have to eat because it's a chiyev yantiv or a simchas yantiv? That's not really the discussion which we're. That's not really the discussion which we're discussing. Rabbi Nachman is a chiyev sukkah, not chiyev sukkah. It's not mitan chiyev sukkah. It's mitan like Shabbos. It's a whole different discussion. Akapanim. So the Gemara says, "Yibayachav alayachav," and the Gemara comes along and says that even the Chama maskim that there's a chiv on the first night of Sukkot, so it's tesvav, tesvav. So the Rishonim, tesvav here, tesvav in the brachas, say that "Yibayachav alayachav klal," smash a person you don't have to eat. The ochel chayav alayachav b'sukkah, if you have to eat in Sukkah, smash me ochel b'yontiv la'vichayva. Smash over here that yontiv is no chiv to go ahead and eat b'chal on yontiv. The Gemara says, "Yibayachav alayachav." Person with chalal is not mechuyev at all to go ahead and eat yontif. Chutz milatav rishon, besides the yontif rishon, a person would be mechuyev. What's not mechuyev? Nafkamin is a tavaliskish yontif because the person went, forgot, and didn't say yal v'yavay. So if there's a chiyev to eat, so then a person is mechuyev to go back and say it over again. If there's no real chiyev to eat, so then the only time there's a chiyev yal v'yavay when there's a chiyev to eat. In fact, Tosfos I Gemara Brachas Matzah Beis says Shabbos Yontav Leisagel Leachol. I'm talking. The Feish Gemara says if you get Yalv Yovin Yontav, you chiv to go ahead and say it over again because a person has a chiv to eat. And for Tosfos that's only talking about the first night of Pesach or the first night of Sukkot. Over there is a chiv. Mashen Kain, everywhere else there wouldn't be a chiv, and therefore only the first night of Sukkot, first night of Pesach, if you get Yalv Yovin, you have to bench over. The rest of Sukkot, the rest of Pesach is not going to be any. Is not going to be any. Not going to be any chiyuv. Right, that sheet is taste over here. That the only time there's a chiyuv sudas yontiv is dafka on the first night of Sukkot, first night of Pesach, and if you have the rest of the time, we not be mechiyuv. Taste in brachas. We have taste brachas here. Any gemaras here? Brachas have? No problem. Let him see swarm here, but no guys. What? Is it more over there? This says Avada, the pasha of the Gemara is that Avada, the person has to eat. A person has seen a yontif, but the Gemara says, Leisag do yochel, and Avada, if one forgets, Yal v'yavai and the sudis yontif. Two sudis hakavana avada. A person would go ahead and that's yal v'yavai. I think Gemara says over here boy achol boy leachol. The Gemara means inside the chiyuv sukkah. That's what Gemara means. Right. The discussion like we've mentioned before. The discussion over here is there chiyuv a new chiyuv to go ahead and eat the sukkah. Well, it says Tisha can do is a chayiv to go ahead and eat the sukkah. And Chacham say boy achol boy leachol. A person is not mechuyev midin sukkah. To go ahead and eat in the sukkah. You want to know, is there a zayte chiyev on yontiv mitzad simchas yontiv? A person that's seen on Pesach, a person that's seen on Sukkot, that mitzad simchas yontiv, a person is mechuyev to go in the sukkah. Yeah, could be. That's not really the discussion over here. Avada, there would be a chiyev mitzad simchas yontiv. A person have a chiv to eat, and therefore in the if you get yav if I have to go back, but to see this. More ways of handling, is there then a chiv sukkah now? Well, it says a chiv sukkah. There is no chiv mitzad sukkah, just a chiv mitzad simchas yontif. What's nafkamina? So the taste of this as a nusa. Nafkamina is that if it's midin chiyuv sukkah, so then a person would have to eat in the sukkah. I'm thinking if it's midin stam, so it's yontif, then it's not going to be a chiyuv to lav dafka. It's not going to be chayiv you. It's not going to be chayiv. For the taste of this is eating out of the sukkah. So what's nafkamina? The mice is eating out of the sukkah. So anytime the whole sukkah is even a bun in the maskim. If you eat. You have to eat in the sukkah. So what's not mean or what's it from? What's the difference if it's not chiv sukkah or it's mitzad chiv ayniganta? What's not green? Either way, once I have a chiv, once I'm eating a kazayis or kabeis or whatever it is, we'll get to the shir soon. Mitzad hechas yontiv, so mela the hechas has to be in the sukkah. So what's not mean or whether there's a chiv mitzad sukkah or mitzad? What's the chiv mitzad sukkah? What's the question inside of Mitzad Chiv Sukkah, or it's going to be Mitzad Chiv Yontiv? So, Tosfos will say similar tests, but very different. Tosfos says in Nusach is Nafkamina is that if it's Midin, let's say it's raining outside. Let's say it's raining outside. So, Mitzad Sukkah and Pater. That's Mistar. So, if there's a Chiv Mitzad Sukkah, so if I'm raining outside, Mitzad Sukkah and Pater, I'm Mistar. Mitzad Yontiv, there's a Chiv Sukkah Yontiv, so I just eat out of the Sukkah. And I eat out of the Sukkah, be it's my Sukkah Yontiv. If there's a Chiv, like a Belezer, or like the first night of Sukkah, Midin, that there's a Chiv to eat in the Sukkah, so then, if it stops raining, like Tosfos, I have to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. Because I was Yotze Maidin of Achilas Sukkah. As in the bottom hole, that there's no Chiv besides the first night, or a Belezer holds his food, there's a Chiv every single time. The cash was, I typically eat the Sudis Yontiv. So like Tosfos, Nafkamina is, besides Sudis Yontiv, if I eat it when it's raining outside, so I can't eat in Sukkah, in Kan Sukkah. So what do? I eat inside, I eat the Sudis Yontiv. What happens now if it stops? So like Tosfos, now I'm Chiv to go and eat in the Sukkah. Because I have to go ahead and eat Yotze my Chiv. Mitzad Sukkah Shabbat. The Rosh says it a little bit differently. The Rosh says the Nafkamina is that if the Chiv is just a Chiv out, he says Nafkamina. The Rosh says a little bit differently. The Rosh says that the Nafkamina is what's the Chiv Sukkah and not Chiv Sukkah more than the Chiv of Yontiv is. Let's say it's raining outside and eating the Sukkah. So if it's a dinar tesvav tesvav, like the Rosh, so then the mice. If it's a din tesvav tesvav, so then even if it's mistar, I'm still going to be chayv in the sukkah because it's a separate chiyuv. It's a bezunder chiyuv, it's a bezunder limud, and therefore if I eat it in the sukkah, I'm going to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah tesvav tesvav. Hashem came. If it's just a din anigantiv, so there's nothing to do with the sukkah. It's a stam. Inside, if it didn't stop me, then in the yontif I have to go and eat it. And if I would eat it out of the sukkah, then it's fine. And it's fine. And I'm not mechuyav to go ahead and do it. And go ahead and do it in the sukkah.
What about
Shena?
Is it
the
feeling of Shena? The
Yom Kippur. The Ritva, we'll get that hopefully. So
that could be enough. You know.
Huh?
The
whole Chiv
is learned out from Dark Thira
that I have two Sudas, so how would I ever be chayav in the third Suda?
That
what?
The
whole Chiv is a third Thira, that two Sudas, so how would I ever be chayav in the third Suda? And the Sudas, what do you mean by third Suda? Who are you asking? And.
You get to finish the
Suda,
you have to wash it on the
Suda? Yeah, so that's okay. Let's get to it. If you have to know this, let's go. The Teshuvah Gedura, that person is Mastar, he is Gesham, a person is Pater from go ahead and sleep in the Sukkah. Laila Rishayna, because it didn't now, Tazwav, a person is go ahead, Mechuv, to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah, and there's a Bzunder Echia. So Nechel Gerishayna, there are three Shitas, in terms of, do you have the regular Paturim over here that we have, the regular Paturim that we have, just like we have all Sukkahs over Turm and Star, so to over here have Turm and Star. Besides brings down Shitas Arajbal, the star is Patim in a Sukkah, who is in Lel Rishon, person is Mitzvah, it's raining outside, a person is going to head, there is no Chivti in the Sukkah, Tishten came to Duru, and you're going to be Pater from the Sukkah. The Ritva brings down from Shitas, we have this, the Russian Brachas, the opposite extreme, that no, there is no Patur Mitzvah on, you're supposed to be quiet, there is no Patur Mitzvah on Lel Rishon, Patur Mitzvah is only a Patur. All 7 days of Sukkot. Lel Rishon, in the first night, there's no Patur of... What? There's no Patur of Lel Rishon, and the first night you're going to be Mechuyav to go ahead and sleep, eat in the Sukkah. Even if it's a matzah that it's raining outside, a person is star, you're Mechuyav to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. Now there's a third sheet that places in Brachis, which says, on one hand, he says, while it's raining, he says, you're not Mechuyav the mitzvah. Because it's not Teisa going to do. But Teisa says, if it stops raining, you have to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. There's the Tazva Tazva, Mechayim to eat in the Sukkah. While it's raining, maybe I can't go ahead and do it. Once it stops raining, then I'm Mechayim to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. So because there are three Shitas. Toisin brachos, you can start inside, but you have to go in a second. In terms of the mechaber goes like the shita that you're potter. He doesn't mention this new chiyuv. Rama goes with the chiyuv of that tesvot of chayv, even mishnas yudik sham, a person is mechuyev to go and eat it. And the going points out Toisus is a third shita, v'chein ikar. The going grad holds like Toisus, that the ikar is like Toisus, that a person would be mechuyev. You could start inside. You're not getting kiyum because right now it's raining, but after it stops raining, I'm mechuyev to go out and eat like sais and the sukkah. The shah is what's in the kudus hatavah? What's the pasuk of shah? Don't stop raining. It's going to taste as my chalasot. I'm saying, according to the what's the kudus hamachlekes? What's the taisha machlekes? We want you to it says that what that just like sukkahs there's a patura taisha gedur, so to light of shine is a patura also taisha gedur. And if it's raining, a person is going to be patur. We have the opposite extreme. Then no, that. I don't care if it's raining over here, it's Tetzvah, Tetzvah, it's a Chilas Matzah, and therefore, being that there's a Chilas Matzah, so therefore I'm Mechuyev to go ahead, even when it's raining, I'm still Mechuyev to go ahead and eat in the circle. So share exactly what is the uptight of the Machlekes. You could say the Machlekes says that what should they take to do? What's the Mechayev Tetzvah, Tetzvah? There's a Sukkah of, we have a Chilas Sukkah, you know, we have a Chilas Sukkah. All 7 days of sukkah, there's no chiv in the sukkah. If I want to eat, I have to go out and eat in the sukkah. Now, what does Tezvav come along and tell me? Does Tezvav along come along and tells me that what was optional till now, so now that becomes a chiv. Just like a matzah is a chiv to eat because I was trying to sukkah. So tovia, there's that, well, normally it's optional in the sukkah. There's only issur to eat out of sukkah. On the first night of sukkah, so now there comes along a chiv. That I have a chiv to go ahead and the yeshiva sukkah was optional till now. The Torah is saying no, I have a chiv to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. If that's understanding, so then would it be a patur mitzvah?
Yeah.
Well, chara yeah. You know, all the Torah is being mechayish and tazvav is all the sukkahs all the time was optional first night. During the Chiyuv Matzah that there's a Chiyuv, so over here, the Yeshiva Sukkah, which was optional, now turns into a Chiyuv. In as much as on the rest of the Sukkahs is a Patur of Teshuv. What? It's a Chiyuv Yeshiva Sukkah. Just like, you know, just taking, just all of the people had is, Tanah was a Shus, here's a Chiyuv. Now, what was the Shus done now? It was a Shus, along goes the Mastar. When a Mastar, so then, a butter. So it's over here. So it's the same Hagbala, just extending the Chiv to now it's a Chiv. So therefore, Kipshutai, if we tell you whatever the Chiv Sukkah would be, and being the Chiv Sukkah, there is no Chiv Sukkah, so it's over here, it's not conveying the Chiv Sukkah. You can understand that, no, it's a totally different Chiv. Tazov, Tazov is behind you. Just like Matzah is a Chilas, Chilas Matzah is a Mukhiv. There's no Paturman star, Chilas Matzah, Mukhiv. So we're learning out a new Chiv, Tazov, Tazov, that. Just like matzah, there's a chiv to eat, and nothing to do with the patur b'tzar, the no patur, and all sorts of dinim. So tovir, it's a new din, tazvav, tazvav, that I'm a chiv to eat it. And just like matzah is no b'din patur, so tovir is no b'din patur. And therefore, it's mechadish, like a new din, and therefore there's not going to be any patur. And as the way, basically, Shaila is, do we say it's just being magdil, the chiv, which is shus into chiv, that's what I was telling you? Or it's telling you, no, it's all new chiv, nothing to do with the regular chiv sukkah. Regular sukkah has a patur b'tzar. Now, Shankain over here, the Torah of Chash Tetzvot Tetzvav, a person is mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, and therefore we don't care the fact that a person is mitzdar. It's a whole new chiyev. Nothing to do with the regular din of sukkah, teshuvah, shivat yamim. It's a separate chiyev, it's Tetzvot Tetzvav, and therefore it's not going to be a mitzdar or not. The goyin, when he brings it down, he throws in like a little different nusach. His nusach is that, we called this before, yesh lachker when it's raining outside. What's the gedder that the person is potter? Person mitzvah. What's the gather of mitzvah? Is mitzvah a din in the gavra? The pshat is that the gavra. I'm mitzvah. It's not teaching to do. It's not mighty. No mighty shiva sukkah. And therefore, that's the reason why you putter. The other side to say is when it's raining outside, the pshat is it's not just a the gavra. It's something that's some chepsa of the sukkah. But when the sukkah is not really the yeshiva, so therefore it's not a sukkah b'chal. Zakta goin that could be the. It could be that this machlekes is telling him that. He says, it's sad to say that you're potter even on Laila Rishana when it's raining. He says, it's not a sukkah, so what are you doing? You're not sitting in the sukkah. So you're not doing anything. You know, the Ravon is Adava is, that Pshat is, Pshat using Shammai, you don't have a sukkah over here. It's not Shaykh to have a kiyum. You're not saying in a sukkah. See, that's Pshat using Brachas. That's the Brachas says, you have a chiv to eat, you have a chiv to tesva, you have a chiv to go and eat. It's raining. Can't eat in a sukkah. Wait till it starts raining, they go into the sukkah. Why? Because you know there's chiv to tesva, but Pshat, you don't have a sukkah now. If you don't have a sukkah, you can't go ahead and be mekayim it. So therefore, Kozman is raining, it's not Shaykh to have a kiyum in the sukkah. And therefore, it's nishkin sukkah. So therefore, there's no inyan going into the sukkah when kozman is raining. So the other rishonim will say that even when it's raining, that there's a din to go in the sukkah. They hold like not like that. They hold that the reason why you're patur in a sukkah is not mitzvah that's a chefs nishkin chefs a sukkah. It's more mitzvah the gavra that you're mitzvah you're patur. Laila rishonim, just like there's by matzah, there's no patur mitzvah. So if over here is not going to be a patur of mitzvah. Fine. So how do we pass in the negate the shayla? It's late. So we said before, the Mechaber Paskins doesn't mention this Laila Rishonim any differently, and the guy said the Mechaber was like Rishonim. Laila Rishonim, there's no Chiyav, and if it's raining, it's regular din Petur Mitzar. The Mechaber brings down a closer Dafik Shayom Lilish Sukkah, it's Dafik Shayom Lilish Sukkah. Laila Rishonim, you have to eat a Kzayis Sukkah, Afin Kisham Yoidim. The Ramogal is like the Russ in Iran, that you have to go ahead and eat in the Sukkah. And even if it's raining, you have to go out and eat a gzayis in the sukkah. And the lashon of the Rambam is, it's a full-fledged chiz, you pass like the Rishonim, make a bracha. Why? He's going to test tesvav is a nai chiyav, nothing to do with the nopter mistar in it, and you can make a bracha, and a full-fledged chiyav. On the ma'isa, the Mishnah Berurah is chreshish for the other gedei the Rishonim. It says, l'ma'isa, and maybe the das Rambam is mamash a chiyav, and yichayv no man of what, and just literally Michaev. He says, Yesh Oyim Gdel Rishonim. Lamais is a whole long list of Rishonim, like we mentioned before. The Rajbe, Ravit, Tesabak Shachlo, going to say like that. Whereas you can't be Mekayim at Kozman, it's raining. Therefore, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, Kriya Kamachrenin brings down from the Prima Gadam, Der Chaim, Slach, Vesmech, Adam, that even though Machmas Safik, a person, Batsam Shah, in the Sukkah, we have a Safik over here, but he says, Saf Brachas Hakal. You can't go ahead and make a Bracha. Because Mitzad Achad, we have one Rishonim saying you have a chiv in the sukkah for v'chiv. Other Rishonim saying that no, you're potter now. Therefore, you can make a bracha, sabra bracha l'hachal. Then he first says, "Oid kasvu the roi l'antin achatzis." He says that's kedai to wait till chatzis. Halayla, why? Penyavar gashem, because maybe the rain will go afterwards. To miyavar is mikanas sukkah bracha bracha l'chatzis sukkah v'yichal. V'itzim is said kol yama. He says because if you go in right away, ma'izik nisav v'alachas Rishonim. Can make a bracha. It's a bracha zakal. And chayishan with chayi yitza. The evidence for this is lachachilu yishwe techatzayis. Maybe the gashem will pass by, because if gashem goes past, then you can make the bracha. There he says menachil yishwe techatzayis. That means that yesh menachreinim ain't gonna like go kach. You shouldn't wait so long. Why? Because the mice have kids and your family and in the community minyas sekzante yente mizah. I need Rabbi Megam leisku shechatzayis. So actually, shtaim v'lei. Therefore, you're never going to make a bracha in this situation. If the rain, the chi is supposed to wait, ideally, chatzos, you have children, some of them say wait an hour or two, let's see if it's going to stop raining. If it's not going to stop raining, so then lamaisa, you should go ahead and make kiddush and eat in the sukkah without a bracha, because it's telling the rishonim whether there's a patur mitzvah and a mitzvah. And you do it, you do it without a bracha. Okay, so Shatzin says that if you have guests, Mastab Rabbi Shinai Day, Amtanasa, you're going to wait. He says, but far we have Archim, who didn't eat, you shouldn't wait. If you're Mechayev. He says, if you're Mechayev, if you're Mechayev, you're Potter. If it's starts chayv, he says one stuff. If it starts chayv, it's chayv. If it starts potter, so then you can be potter. If you wait, there's iser now. There's iser namirka. Then b'chim latzis kaladeus v'ikar shash baltar. It's a very fascinating shartzion. It says if you have guests by your house, and it's going to be on the machmer on the cheshbon of your guests, so mechateisa. Then I guess not b'chiv to the machmer of all the shitas. And he says, it's kind of a name, this is very strong, and there's a shayla about the acher. The look is, yeah, we're outside. They asked us to finish on time, so right when it finished, I guess we'll just run out, because he wants to start earlier, remember? He says that this is about tacher. If your guests are hungry, this is about tacher. And this is about tacher pushing off your guests. The look is like this. If you have stucker money in there, kaimanim, there's an isabal tacher. If you mafish staka, I say, I raise it staka. You guys made the staka, and I need him around, you have a baal tacha. You have to give it right away. If it's time, it's a kal gadol. Whenever you should never be mafish money and say, I raise the staka. Or you should say, I'm planning to give it the staka. I wanted to give it the staka, or you make it tonight. But you shouldn't make money and say, I raise the staka, because it's a baal tacha. So I was like to start seeing. If you have guests over and they're waiting for you, you're over baal tacha. Because they're hungry, they're starving, and by you pushing them off, you're over by baal tacha. It's brought down that the Chavetz Chaim. Didn't say so. Sing Shem Aleichem. You do it when you have guests over, because it's chayshus that maybe you can be over baal tacher, and therefore he didn't invite over guests. Well, shat the minig was not to be machim aranid. We're not so like, oh, we have guests over. Da, da, da. So the Dvar Ram says that the whole Yisrael Dover is that he says that what's baal tacher? We did neder, right? I have a neder. It said the neem over here. I come in neem, and being that the neem we are waiting, so therefore there's going to be a baal tacher. It's like the Dvar Ram. When I group on video, I'd like to the hockey that you're going to be telling me that just like I'm going to wait, you're going to wait. I'm going to sing Shalom Aleichem. You're going to sing Shalom Aleichem. Therefore, it's like the Dvar Ram that it was done. I'd like to the hockey, so therefore there is no Isser because being that I invite you, I'd like to the hockey. So therefore, I want to say that's the middle why we sing Shalom Aleichem and why maybe it won't be Batacha because it was done. I'd like to the hockey. And being that I was done a day to the Hachis, therefore that's the reason why he's not going to be a Sir. So in Lidim Zman, and he wants to say that's not such a like a Taina. He says, this is not a day to the Hachis. On the Maestro, you have a name in front of you, and you food. So Mitzvah Staka is Mechaim to go and give it to them.
The Nether was
there. I'm not. Nether. A name in front of me, I'll give it Staka. So, I'll give it Staka. I'll do Nether. That's a Nidrate Staka. I say, I read you a lie, so it's only that Kami on name. Over here, can you do the Nether over here? There's a name in front of me. I'm equipped to give him the Staka. Not the mafresh. There's onion in front of me. I'm chayv to give him. This or I'm chayv to give him. Maybe since Shannon the Shaitzian is that there's the onion in front of me, so midin baal tacher. You write that when we're in hilchas adar, maybe that works. But over here, there's onion in front of me, so I'm chayv to give him midin kaim aniyim. Therefore, he wants to say. Therefore, that's mechayim to go ahead and give it right away. Because usually, right away, because give it to him.